als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Guck mal, hier ist ein Kabel drin. Ne? Guck mal. Und wieder rein.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
Jetzt haben wir unseren ersten Gast.
Ja, hallo, das bin nicht ich, ich bin Jörg und ich werde jetzt gleich mal auf Englisch wechseln. Wenn ihr das auf Deutsch nochmal nacherleben wollt, dann kommt hierher und fragt mich direkt bitte, dann seid ihr auch schon auf der Superbooth und habt alles richtig gemacht für den heutigen Tag. And now I'm here with Artemi. Hi, Artemi Pavlov.
Artemi Hello. Is yes, right, Artemi. Right?
Yeah, it's very...
You can say Artemi or Artemi, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm the same person anyway.
Yeah, I'm very happy that you're here because I wrote you an email 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And the reason for this is that I bought this funny little thing in a discount at Thomann. It's a music store. No, just music, actually. It's a music store in...
I know, I'm the customer too.
Ah, you're a customer too, yeah. So people often go there. And I found this device. It's called Typhon Analog Synthesizer. It's made by Dreadbox from Greece.
Yes, sir.
But afterwards, there's some DSP section starting, and this is made by you.
Yes, exactly.
And this is, I researched a bit, and it's your company is called Sine Vibes, and you do DSP. So for everybody who's not familiar with what that is, it's called digital signal processing, and is how to work digitally with sound, I would say.
Yeah, not just with sound, but music in general, I would say. So in the end, we're dealing, we're hearing sound, but DSP is not only used for generation and processing of sound, but also for controlled signals and MIDI. That's still kind of DSP anyway. So
okay, and
the sequencers are still kind of, you know,
also
the same
DSP.
Thing as DSP. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
But it's always digital, that what the name implies.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, of course, yeah.
We have an example how this may sound right here because I brought this little device and man hört schon, das kann so lustige Sound machen.
I'm of course interested do you recognize?
Well, that's the stereo delay.
It's stereo delay and pitch shifter.
The pitch shifter, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. But right now it's without the pitch shifter, initially it was, yeah. That's the reverb with the pitch shifter.
Okay, I believe you now. I believe that you are actually Artemi from Sine Vibes. And I have to say that for my music things, I don't really use the synth in this box, but I only use your DSP section.
Oh, I thought you would say you use it as a coffee cup coaster.
Yeah, sometimes I make my bread on it, but it turns out in weird shapes, you know?
That's exactly how it's supposed to be. Yeah, we designed it this way.
I felt it. I knew I was right. I knew it. Okay, and now you're here on Superbooth. But maybe you can tell a bit about, like, you're actually from Kharkiv in Ukraine?
Yeah, from Kharkiv in Ukraine.
And you moved to Poland last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of events we are all aware of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was quite difficult. So we spent like half a year in Lviv, which is a wonderful city. But I have a family, a wife and 2 kids. And they had, they heard the air raid sirens a few times a day. And they had panic attacks. And it was still quite difficult, you know. So we had the possibility to move, so we did. I mean, nobody knows what's gonna happen like in a year, but at least like for now we're safe. I'm able to be creative, you know, work with other people, travel, and still, I'm able to dedicate, let's say, my calmness that I've gained from the move, I'm kind of giving it back because I'm supporting people in Ukraine and Ukrainian army anyway. And it's easier to do when you're, let's say, kind of, you know, in a safer place.
Where in Poland are you?
In Łódź.
In Łódź, okay.
Yeah.
Łódź, I see. Okay, and how was it? How did it work to move all your working space?
I think I will write a book about it. It was quite a trip. My sister and her husband actually helped us initially ship part of my equipment from Kharkiv to Lviv. Then my wife went there, went to our apartment and shipped the rest of it. She spent quite a few hours packing all of the stuff up. So kudos to my wife, she's amazing. We ended up with all of the stuff. And we actually initially went to Greece. Uh-huh. We thought about staying there, but a few things really didn't work out for us. And to ship our stuff to Poland, I gave it to Yanis from Dreadbox.
Ah.
So I drove my car. We met in central Greece. So literally all of my studio equipment, I moved from my car to his, and he went back to Athens. And then when we arrived to Poland, he shipped it to me by UPS. So
okay,
all of my stuff, literally like every single, like down to like the headphone jack adapters, everything was there.
But what else do you have? I mean, you work with DSP, so mainly digitally with the computer. You already said that, yeah, you're not the modular guy. What environment do you have?
I have around 20 synthesizers, actually.
Analog and digital.
Mostly analog, because I'm kind of a guy that initially when I was starting with DSP, I thought, what can I do to augment the sound that you're getting from other plugins and from analog instruments? How can I make it more interesting? And I wasn't thinking, this kind of holds true to how I built the algorithms. I try to make them so that they don't kind of like, they are not adding to the sound, they become the sound. So they work with the signal in a way that you cannot imagine the signal to be constructed from A with the B applied onto it, if that makes sense. So I have a lot of gear that I use, and I'm trying to, I mean, every instrument has its own character, stuff from Electron, from Breathbox, from Korg, from Erica Synths, other companies, each of them has its own character, and the analog sound in them, what's special about it is that it's pretty, it's the frequency response is unlimited. In DSP, we have to limit it, we have to band limit it. In the analog stuff, basically the richness, I mean, the sound is as rich as it can electronically be. So when the analog stuff hits your DSP, it's kind of like, it's the ultimate stress test, I would say. So I've designed my DSP by testing it with mostly with analog instruments.
Ah, yeah.
That's why the interesting part, when Yanis from Redbox came to me 4 years ago, and he was like, we're building a synth and we want your DSP on it. I was like, you know what? I've been testing my DSP with your synths for 2 years. So it's kind of, it was calibrated for his sound.
Wow, okay, it's already done.
So when we started putting stuff together, he's like, holy moly, this is like, I'm like, I told you. So things just, it was like magic. Anything, any circuitry that he would build as an experiment and sense through my chorus, phaser, or reverb, it was like, that's it.
Yes.
They, so actually, they didn't tweak anything. So all of the algorithms that I've built, they are in the unit as they were.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this I already outed myself as a fan, but that's the impression I had, that it's really, I don't know, the sound is really new, intuitive. It really, like, it's not as if you put a filter behind it. It's like you merge a new instrument, and that's kind of
yeah. It just everything is just like one thing.
Yes.
So. Because when for instance, when you hear, sometimes you just say, it's a sound wave through a low-pass filter with a distortion and a delay. You start, like, breaking the sound apart in your head. But yes. Here, just hear the sound, and you don't want to do it. It's just, like, it's a whole thing. It's not, like, that's kind of... And we didn't really, like, plan this, I guess. It's just something that's in me. That makes me treat it this way. Mm.
How did you become a DSP designer?
It's like the anecdote with the drumsticks. You know that one?
No.
Yeah, when you when the drummer there was one drummer that was saying, like, I was making these the drummer, even he was like a the producer. He's saying, so I was making my own drum loops, and I thought using samples was cheating, so I've decided to sample my drums myself and sample the drums myself. But then I thought, actually buying drums is cheating, so I would like to build to actually make my own drums. So he started to buy wood to build the drums. Then he saw that's cheating, so he started to grow his own trees to make the wood. And then, like, I'm buying goat skins for the drums, and that's cheating. So he started his own goat farm, and his friend is asking, so how many drum loops did you make? He's like, none. Like, it's all the garden and the goats. I have to take care of them.
Okay.
He's a farmer now. kind of my story. So from the childhood, my father was buying. My father is an audio engineer, so he used to build his own amplifiers and acoustic systems.
But analogly?
Yes, analog one. Actually, tube and hybrid, mm-hmm. transistor/tube. So, and I've grown in an atmosphere of really high quality, powerful sound.
Waves.
And and my mom is a math teacher.
Wow.
So
okay. So
I was in there, like, from the conception.
Okay.
Anyway, and
so math teacher plus analog engineer equals digital signal
and
for
both,
audio.
Both were musicians. My mom played the piano. My dad played the guitar. So it's
It's kind of like they shaped, like, you into your position.
Yeah. So and I was surrounded by gear. My dad would always let me use, like, mixers, DSP processors, and when I was like 12 or 13, I saw a synthesizer, which was at the time like these very simple Yamaha, like, for learning those type of synths. And so my dad bought one. In a year's time, I knew all of the melodies and everything. Then he bought the next one. In half a year, I knew everything about it. Then, you know, fast forward 5 or 6 years, it was like the seventh or eighth instrument that I had, and I was always hitting the limit, like, this is it. I once had a Roland XP80, and one of the tracks that I made with it, and I was like 19 years old at the time, it used all of the polyphony and all of the possible presets that could be in a single project. And moreover, it was loading new presets on the fly as the song was progressing. So I was like, I always keep, like, really hitting the limits of every instrument.
But is it good music?
Yes, I think it was. I can give a listen. You will. Apologies to all of my listeners. The music that Artemis has made is actually pretty bad.
Okay.
So anyway, it was I think it was great.
But do you have it here?
And,
can we have a listen?
And the end. I don't know. The music is 24 years old.
Okay, it's somewhere.
Anyway, anything I touch, I keep hitting the limits. The same happened when I switched to doing sound design on my Mac. I started, like, with Native Instruments Massive, back in the day, and I started like, I mean, like, this is like sound, and I had a degree in physics and engineering anyway, and I'm like, can I not do this as well? Like, if I keep, if my ideas keep running out of, let's say, the tech, I have more ideas than I find in the instruments, in the instrument plugins, effect plugins, hardware. So I thought I should give it a try, like, and I started with, you know, basic math that I knew from my university, and after that, here we are. So I've been doing DSP for, I guess, like 15 years, I think.
Mm. Do you have, are you alone in your company, or do you have people you work with?
I have a friend that works from time for me, Steven from the UK. Mm-hmm. And he helped me quite a few times to build plugins and to do some DSP as well, where I'm like on some topics where I'm not a huge expert.
Which are those?
He's the author of the frequency shifter, for instance, uh-huh. that we did. Not the pitch shifter.
Not the pitch, but the frequency shifter.
Yeah, the frequency shifter. It was quite a complicated algorithm. Probably wouldn't have existed in my catalog if it wasn't for him. He's consulting me all the time, mostly on the cross-platform plugin development part. Mm-hmm. So the new plugins that we have for Mac and Windows, mm-hmm. without him, those would not exist.
Ah, I see.
So the foundation for those is entirely his work.
Yeah.
So I'm basically taking that foundation and building the plugins, building the UI the way I want.
Yeah.
Putting the DSP the way I want,
so, okay.
He's like, we have, I would say, I don't know, kind of maybe once or twice a year we have this like a run with him for a few weeks where I give him a giant list of things I need to get done, and I'm like, I don't want to dive into it, it's way too much for me. He's a huge expert in these things.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better developer than myself.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, it's his he's educated in programming,
yeah.
So he knows C++ way better than me.
That was my.
I would say I wouldn't even call myself a developer.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying, although it might sound like I'm bragging or something, but I consider myself a sound artist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm a developer,
mm-hmm.
because I'm working with all of the aspects of the sound, mm-hmm. and doing DSP is just one part. I'm searching for the sound that's beautiful. I'm searching for the sound that I like,
mm.
and whatever that takes.
I see.
I'm finding the tools, the formulas, and these things. So
what can we expect?
World domination. I don't know. You can expect me to be enjoying this all the time. There's no way I cannot see myself stopping,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I had offers a few times. I was offered to sell my company, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and I've declined multiple times,
mm-hmm.
because it's just for me, Signwaps is basically how I manifest myself to the world, and if I let somebody control it or I shut it down, I just feel like it will be like
you're gone.
Yeah, it will be an endless depression for me.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. If you're like a painter, somebody would say, "Sell me all of your paintings and all
and,
of
and
your
also the paint,
all the paint, all
the brushes,
brushes,
yes.
and in your studio," and I give you a lot of money, and you're like, okay, but you're really literally buying my life. Yeah.
Okay, Artemi, thank you so very much for the interview.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, and I just say it in German. Also, wenn ihr Signwaps benutzen wollt, könnt ihr euch entweder diesen Typhon kaufen. Ihr könnt euch aber auch viel von Core kaufen, also zum Beispiel, wenn ihr den Minilogue XD habt, darauf läuft Software von Signwaps und es ist extrem guter Stuff, macht richtig Spaß und ich freue mich total jetzt, dass ich dich, Artemi, kennengelernt habe. Du bist ein sehr inspirierendes Gespräch auf jeden Fall.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Diakui, Dusche Diakui.
Bedlaske.